This is Katie and Kate, and I'm here today with WeWork Kohei, and she is in to talk to us about a scholarship that you're offering called Art Saves Lives, and I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you.
How are you doing, WeWork?
Am I on?
Yeah, you are. There, I just pushed you.
I'm doing good. Thank you for letting us talk about this today.
You are such an awesome member of our community, offering so many amazing opportunities for growth in our own personal lives and art lives. So I want to thank you publicly for all your work in town.
Thank you.
I know Amy Kimberly was hoping to be here today, but she has a new grandchild that arrived a little early. So she may or may not call in. If she can get away, she's going to call. If not, we're just going to speak with WeWork this morning. So WeWork, what is the Art Saves Lives Scholarship?
Well, it is being offered through Carbondale Arts. And a couple of years ago, they came to me and asked if I would do a scholarship in my name. And I was sort of like humbled by that and shocked. And I said, I have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be kind of a legacy thing, so what shall I do? So I really kept thinking about it and playing it around. And, you know, I do a lot of dream-oriented work, and I thought that would be a little too limiting for a scholarship. But this year we sat and brainstormed late summer, I guess, and a group of us, and we came up with the name Art Saves Lives from a slogan that I started in the early 80s at a council meeting in Aspen trying to raise money for the arts.
That's great.
And when Stacy reminded me of that, I went, oh my gosh, that's the name of the scholarship, and it just gave it form.
Well, and it's so true.
It is. It's totally true.
I mean, time it opens us up, it can really shift negativity and depression and all those things.
Yes.
If you're in a bad space, you just do whatever art you do, or even if you don't do art, you just do some.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it can shift.
Yeah.
Amazing ways.
Yeah. And when I say art saves lives, and I know you mean the same thing, mm-hmm, I don't mean art that is your income or whatever.
Right.
I just mean being creative. And
right,
one thing, in almost every spiritual school, mm-hmm, The sign, you know, that you are attuned to consciousness is when you lose track of time, mm-hmm, while you're doing something.
Yep.
And what other than the arts,
right,
do you find that?
Yeah.
You know, you just lose yourself in it, and then you really are yourself as you've lost yourself.
It's so amazing. I'm studying right now Yoga the Voice with Sylvia Nakash, and that is the heart of her teaching. I've studied music and voice in the past for years in a more traditional way, and I have to say I've never come to this deep understanding of just what you're speaking about, mm-hmm, until I started practicing this Yoga of the Voice, because it's not about hitting a pitch. It's not about performing for anyone.
Right.
It's about feeling my own being and resonating that through the sound that I'm making.
Right.
It's so powerful.
And that's how it is with art. And,
yeah,
and as an artist myself, as a teacher, as a dream analyst, using art, mm, to facilitate people's growth, that's what I'm trying to encourage people to do is find your voice,
mm,
and whatever prompts that voice, and it isn't the market that prompts that voice,
right,
and it's hard to just own that.
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend that somebody even have another profession so that they are free,
right,
as they're creating
right,
the arts. But the Art Saves Lives Scholarship is really, I'm hoping it's focused on the younger kids who are not getting daily art and, mm-hmm, creativity in, mm-hmm, the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I just saw a movie recently about a superintendent who traveled, and she had to go to this town where they needed her to figure out how to fix the budget.
Right.
And of course, what's the first thing that they're going to cut?
The
music,
arts, right,
the visual arts, whatever. And, you know, rationally, she sees that's what she should do. But in her heart, she got it that that's not it. What the kids actually need this more.
Right. Well, and the art in many schools is contained in such a box.
Yeah.
You know, I would just love to see some of the art teachers in our local school, you know, go outside of what's traditional. You know, it's okay, we're going to make this cutout thing from these pieces that I give you, and you're going to make this thing that looks really beautiful. And it does look really beautiful. They're amazing artists, the teachers, but it doesn't speak to the child, or it doesn't actually give the child a voice through the art.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's also this way of, maybe, is this the right way to do it?
Right.
Or this
totally.
The wrong way?
Yeah, the right, wrong thing is not art.
Yeah.
For me, a
funny story that I was supervising a group of trainees for art therapy, and we were, you know, just like in the police station, we're looking through a window and watching them work with the kids. Right. And she had given the kids an assignment to just draw a boat, any kind of boat, in any kind of body of water. Right. And you could see that she was getting anxious after a while, because all the kids were kind of done and they were starting to chatter, except this one kid was just sort of sitting there with his hands folded and she was behind him. And finally she said, "Tommy, you need to finish the assignment."
Right.
And he said, "I am finished." And she said, "No, you're not. There is no boat on your drawing." And he said, "Don't you know it's sunk?"
See? Exactly.
Is that great?
Well, that's great. Now, if we as teachers can honor and allow that, you know, and that child's imagination was fully engaged.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
the goal.
But, and that's a clue.
Right.
Why is his boat sunk?
Right.
That can start a conversation.
Right.
So the Art Saves Lives Scholarship, what we're asking people in the community who are applying for it, we're asking them to come up with either an idea or some level of education they want to get that would help them in their practice as an artist or in their practice as a counselor to bring art into the picture to help, actually prevent stress in children especially. But for those who have experienced stress or even trauma, that we would have build over time this group of people who could have a creative way of helping soothe the stresses through the arts. And I want at least during the time of the scholarship to have some classes that pertain to this on Rosie Bell, because I want Rosie Bell included, because Ro was maybe my biggest fan. She was so good to
Miss
me as
so
an
much,
artist.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she just made some great experiences possible for me. And I want to do that for these artists and or counselors. That's why we're opening it up.
Right.
And it's all arts.
Can be anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, from landscaping to, you know, to the visual arts, music, dance. It can be any of those. And the deadline is not until December 20th.
Okay.
And I'm actually not looking at the applications. A few people have told me they've applied, and I'm very excited because those people are very creative people. But I'm waiting till they all come in, and then Carbondale Arts, along with me, will sit down. It's probably going to be really hard to figure
it
out.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But we're actually hoping more money will come in that is designated for this. We did put in a grant to the Aspen Skiing Company based on one of their great employees who heard about this and was so taken by it. So if, you know, we're hoping that we might over time be able to offer more than one scholarship
a
year.
That's awesome. That's great. So this is just the first time for this particular scholarship rolling out.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. And is there a target age group to work with, or should it be something that's, you know, is the applicant free to sort of name their target age group or multi-age? Or is, because I know Rosie Bell services a pretty wide range of age groups.
Yes, and it could be a wide range.
Okay.
Like, you know, when I go into the schools to do the dream work, Art from Dreams, I usually start third or fourth grade because they can articulate the dream or whatever. But I think it could be any age. In some ways, the earlier we learn to use creativity to reduce our stress, the better off we are.
For sure.
The other thing that we have in this is at the end, we'd like to do a parent-child workshop.
Nice.
So that we're enhancing that ability at home. the like, you know, maybe a mask workshop where nice. The parent, you know, forms the mask on the child and the child forms the mask on the parent, mm-hmm. or one of my artful dreaming workshops mm-hmm. where they can, you know, each do their own right. dream, but then they share it.
That sounds
so
awesome.
Something, mm-hmm. but these are just ideas for other people to come up with ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be within the scholarship application nice. If you have an idea about that.
All right. Now, so there's an actual form? Is
there
that on
is.
The Carbondale Arts?
Go to carbondalearts.org okay. and right. there is an application form.
Excellent. Because yeah. I know that sometimes when you're trying to do these things, it's like, what do I tell them? Do I yeah. write a 10-page book or do I write one page, yeah. you know, bullet points? You know,
these are pretty simple questions, but you can elaborate. You can add additional pages
awesome.
Or you can keep it very straightforward.
Okay.
And, you know, once we've narrowed it down to ones that we think are just, I guess they'll feel right.
Right, right.
We'll probably interview some of those
okay.
people to come up with a final.
Awesome. Well, you know, now KDNK has a pretty big reach as far as listenership. So is there any criteria about where an applicant needs to reside?
Right now, this first year, we're going to keep it to 816 zip
okay.
code.
Good.
So that's pretty broad.
Yeah.
It's pretty broad.
Okay.
And then we'll see how many applicants we get or how if by next year, if we have received more money, more donations mm-hmm. that want this, then we'll be maybe able to broaden it
mm-hmm.
or, you know, by chance, maybe bring somebody back we couldn't do this year.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Are there any other little details that would make it good for someone who is really excited right now? To is there someone they can call and talk to if they want to just sort of talk through whether their idea, you know how sometimes I get excited about this stuff and I look and I go, gosh, I wish there was somebody. Oh, look, we have somebody on the phone. Should
okay.
we put them on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
Maybe
see.
Maybe it's Amy.
Hi, this is Katie and Kay. You're on the air.
Hello. Am
Hi.
I too late?
Oh, Amy,
no.
We're so excited. Actually, this is absolutely perfect timing. I just went over all the particulars of the scholarship. We've been chatting about art and its healing properties and just all those amazing things. And it's a perfect time for you to come in and say how Carbondale Arts is involved. And we want to say congratulations to you, Grandma.
Thank you. It's been quite a night. Yeah, well, I guess unfortunately the need for expressive art therapy is just growing. And you know, we already just last week have gotten a call from a school that's having some issue and, you know, was hoping we could bring the Rosie Bell bus over there. So, We see that the need is there, and we're just excited that the synchronicity of events is showing us that this is the path we're supposed to be on. Like, we were coming to us has been really huge mm-hmm. and kicking it off, and then Sherry Gaynor's been reaching out.
Awesome.
We're working closer together, and, you know, it's just, and then we get these calls.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like we're on the right track. And that's Carbondale Arts Group. Always been able to, like, respond to needs of the community.
I will definitely cheer Raha on that for sure. Carbondale Arts, have a longer relationship, and I wish I was more tightly involved right now, but you guys, Carbondale Arts has always been so responsive to the needs of the community. The time I was on the board, I just watched that organization just really keeping an eye, and I think, Amy, you are the head of this. You've got the biggest eyes on the planet here right now, really looking around and really seeing in the community what's needed and being open. You guys are always, and you in particular, are always so open to seeing what should Carbondale Arts do to meet the community and to really foster the arts. And so I really want to thank you for all your work there. So,
oh, well, thanks, Pam. And you know, I think that always, I mean, my eyes just see the signs. And I think in life, if you just follow the signs, that usually takes you down the journey you're supposed to be on.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
would like to say, because I have had quite a few calls, and we were, I'm not sure if you touched upon this, but yeah, it's the nature of this grant is, you know, a little unclear in certain ways. Like people call and they're like, well, I want to apply, but I'm not sure what are the parameters. And I think that we've left it pretty open on purpose to kind of see what is out there and what people would be interested in pursuing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, I do encourage people, if they even think that there could be a match, to go for it, mm-hmm. you know, because it can run the gamut from additional training along a path or to a project that's really meaningful to the person that's writing the grant or something that they've seen that they've wanted to work with people on. I mean, there's just so many avenues one could go down.
So an applicant doesn't necessarily have to already have a tried and true program to present to get this grant.
No, not at all.
So that's really great.
In fact, part of the way we wrote it, which is, you know, loosely formed and has branches to it, is to literally see what kind of creativity it induces in the people that apply.
So it is really to support these creatives in our community to step forward and say, yes, I'm ready to give myself and give what I'm learning to the community, and I'm ready for some support.
Yes, yeah. and along awesome. With artists and teachers and counselors who have realized along the way that creativity is a huge part of our healing and preventing, you know, further damage, further stress. So I think Amy's right. When we formed it, we tried to make it clear that this was an opportunity for creativity and not put too many blockages
around it. Yeah. That is awesome. Yet again, you guys are coming to the rescue of the community and to offering things that are so exciting for me as a local artist, just to see these opportunities in our community are just amazing. I'm really proud of you
guys. That's right. And, you know, Pam, I mean, look at someone like you that does along with sound healing. I mean, maybe there's
I'm thinking about it, Amy. I didn't really know this was going on. Even once I knew you guys were coming in to talk to me about a scholarship, I just don't see myself in that category. So I need to start looking at myself differently, don't I?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You are a creative.
It's so funny. You know, when you grow up, you know, like not being thought, like I was like the classic person who grew up without arts really in my life so much, and to come to this later in my life and to have all this crazy support, and it's really just humbling. So,
and Pam, you know, that's what I want to say. A lot of people out there are like you, where they're like, well, I didn't quite see myself in this, you know, arena.
Right.
But actually that is a lot about what you're doing. And I think a lot of people, too, just are thinking visual arts, but the performing arts, you know, the work that an organization like Voices is doing.
Or writers, the authors that are around here.
Right. Yeah. Writing is very powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah, the poetry slams, you know. So all of these areas are areas where I hope, you know, everybody's got one more week. It's a very easy application. We have very few applicants yet, so it's really a good opportunity to just open up your mind as to what you're already doing and how you share it with people and what capacity.
So. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. So if you are listening and you want more information, you can contact Carbondale Arts. You can go to carbondalearts.com.
.org,
sorry, carbondalearts.org.
No.
Where's
It is .com. We're a nonprofit, but, you know, we got this moniker so long ago. It was even before there were .orgs, I guess.
I thought it was .com. Yeah, there we go. So carbondalearts.com, and the application is there. Or reach out to Carbondale Arts. Stop in or give a call if you really have any more questions. Or I know Weaver, is there a way people can contact you if they want to talk about it?
I'm at Weaver at WeaverArt.com.
Awesome. There we go. So let's get a flood of applications in so these guys have so many great things to choose from, and then they'll just have to go get more money so everybody can play.
And if you think it's a great idea, donate.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. If you have the means and you're out there thinking, God, I really want to support this, then Carbondale Arts, this is the time of year to give to that great organization and to support all their amazing work. So thank you, Amy. Thank you, Weaver.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
All right, we're going to get back
to... And Weaver.
Yeah, and Weaver. Okay,
thanks, Amy. Bye.
We're going to get back to some music. Bye.